This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. We're going to begin today with an update on a story we reported about a year and a half ago, an extraordinary case that involved the death of a baby, a coerced confession, and a virtually unprecedented legal claim.
It's the case of Na Trang, a Vietnamese-American teenager who was accused by Worcester, Massachusetts police of killing her baby back in 2008. While in her care, the 13-month-old child had stopped breathing. Worcester police aggressively questioned her for hours, pushed and pushed her to admit that she smothered her child, and eventually she confessed.
A judge ruled that police coerced the confession. After spending 3 years in jail, she was finally released and then filed suit against the city of Worcester for violating her civil rights.
Then, this past spring, the city responded with a countersuit, arguing that her lawyer was partly responsible for her wrongful imprisonment. Today, there's a hearing in federal court to consider the merits of that claim.
Joining us now is WBUR's senior reporter, David Boeri, who's been following this story for some time. And David, thanks for joining us.
Sure, Anthony.
So take us back a little bit. Remind us what this case is all about and some of what happened to Na Trang.
Fundamentally, Anthony, it's about that confession. A confession that the judge ruled was coerced. On November 30th, back in 2008, 5 years ago, Na was brought into the Worcester Police Station. She was interrogated in a remarkable, extraordinary two-hour session. WBUR went to court, and after 4 months, we won the videotape of the actual interrogation. The judge saw the same interrogation, and she concluded, and very strongly so, that the confession was coerced. Na Trang's lawyer had called it psychological torture. The judge also found that she wasn't properly Mirandized. The judge threw that confession out in a capital case, which is extraordinary, and there was no other evidence. There was no physical evidence. So on that basis, the district attorney couldn't go any farther, and eventually, in August of 2011, Na Trang was freed, but she spent nearly 3 years in jail awaiting trial on first-degree murder that would have sent her to prison forever.
Yeah, and David, as I recall, you did some great reporting on this. We all heard and saw that tape, and really what we saw was a couple of police officers with really tough language until she finally admitted, weeping.
And that's why you smothered Kyle, didn't you? That's why you smothered him, didn't you?
We'll never kill him.
Really?
And the key to this case was the work of Ed Ryan, the defense attorney who took on the case, and his motion to suppress. Now, the city is saying he took too long to file that motion. It was filed almost 23 months after her arrest. And so the city says that if, in fact, it's found responsible by a court for the wrongful imprisonment of Na Trang, that he bears responsibility equally in it, which is stunning, and it has left most veteran lawyers just puzzled by it. It's nearly unprecedented, but the city says that's how it's going to defend.
So what's actually happening today then?
So today in federal court, Ryan and the attorneys for Na Trang are seeking to have the city's lawsuit against them thrown out. Now the standards for the city to meet in keeping this case going are relatively low. It's hard to throw a case out. So if the judge rules against the city of Worcester today and throws it out, he will be making a very dramatic point here.
Mm. David, has the city of Worcester or the Worcester Police Department at any point acknowledged any wrongdoing in this case at all for what happened to Na Trang?
None whatsoever. From the time that she was arrested, they insisted that she had gotten her Miranda rights. The judge completely slammed that idea. They've never acknowledged any problems in that interrogation room. The two police officers were never publicly disciplined, if they were disciplined at all. The police chief defended them publicly. In addition, he even opened a Twitter account and used it to attack the judge in this case. It's been extraordinary what the city has not done. And their suit against Ryan, of course, says he waited too long. What if, on the other hand, if they had seen that it was so evident that the confession should have been suppressed, the city itself should have stepped in. They didn't. They've defended this. They've defended it to the end. And they've defended it with this remarkable, some people would say bizarre lawsuit.
And David, finally, where is Na Trang today?
Na Trang is 21 years old. She'll be 22 in December. She's out of jail. But Anthony, it's terribly tragic to look at what happened to her. She basically was in arrested development from the time she was 17 until the time she was 20. She was in a facility. She did not have her adolescence. She got out of there. She has a dysfunctional home situation. She is not with her mother. Mother was kind of the problem in that whole family to begin with. She's on her own, and the state, she's beyond the help of the state at this point. You know, so her lawyers would all like to see the city come clean and something happen now, thinking the damage needs to be repaired now so that it doesn't become greater for her in the future.
That's WBUR senior reporter David Boeri. David, thanks so much for joining us today. We're very grateful.
You're welcome.